ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Contrary to what the media are trying to tell us, the 2006 election results cannot be read as a demand for open borders, same-sex marriage, higher taxes, free trade, or bigger government. The election was a referendum on George W. Bush and his handling of the war, illegal aliens, spending, and his failure to remember who elected him. Let's look at significant conservative victories on November 7th. 7 states passed marriage amendments. Tennessee with 81%, South Carolina with 78%, Idaho with 63%, Virginia with 57%, and South Dakota with 52%. Wisconsin, where the gays thought they had their best chance, easily passed its state marriage amendment by 59%. Colorado passed a traditional marriage amendment by 56%. We now have 27 states that have passed state marriage constitutional amendments with an average majority of about 70%. Arizona overwhelmingly passed 3 amendments to limit taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. By 74%, Arizona also passed an amendment to make English the official language, with half of Hispanic voters approving it. 8 states passed eminent domain initiatives to mitigate the damage done by the Supreme Court supremacist decision in Kelo versus City of New London. The biggest congressional losers in the November election were the so-called Republican moderates. They are called RINOs. That stands for Republicans in name only. Pro-family conservatives should reassert the integrity of their principled movement, rejecting all temptations to be the Bush Party or the party of big business. Conservatives should reclaim their majority in the Republican Party by outnumbering and outsmarting the false prophets of RINO politics.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, cowboys always die with their boots on, so they won't stub their toes when they kick the bucket. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. And today I am pleased, and I'm doing this by popular demand. The public has demanded that we have G.B. Oliver back on. It's been a day or two since we've heard from you. Well, it wasn't a day, just a day or two. Friday he came on, and he helped me out a little bit. But anyway, it's good to have you as a guest on the
call. Derry, you weren't here Friday.
I wasn't here Friday.
Neither was G.B.
No, we were here Wednesday.
There you go.
And we've already lost our credibility.
I know it was Wednesday because that was bank day. Did you get to the, I know you didn't get to your bank board meeting on time because I held you on the air a little long. But
well, that's all right. It was awfully close. You know,
it was close, and I know that as important as you are, they would never have started a meeting without you.
No. And that wasn't a concern. Those meetings always start relatively late, but there's a specified number of donuts there, and if a man's not there on time, he can miss out on his donut.
That's probably all you get. When I was on the bank board, we didn't even get donuts.
Well, you have these epic swings in the banking business, and when things are up, there's donuts, and when they're down, there's nothing.
Hey, well, the donuts probably had holes in them.
You bet.
You know, when I was on the bank board, and I won't say I served. I sat there for I don't know how many years, quite a few, really. But at the end of the board meeting, they would hand out a brand-new, crisp $100 bill, and that's what we got for sitting there for that two or three or four hours, whatever it was. And I thought, well, you know, I can't believe the bank's doing this, paying in cash. They don't expect us to pay income tax on it. By golly, at the end of the year, there was a 1040 or whatever it is. And they kept track of every bit of that.
That's correct.
Anyway, I am looking at an article you wrote in The Loop. And The Loop is the updates from Paragon Foundation, Inc., view from Rim Rock. I didn't know there was Rim Rock out there.
Oh, yeah.
And a picture of you. But it's not as good a picture as you and the bull. Tell us about that bull, where that bull came from.
Well, there was a lady out in Arizona. Of course, I think we've talked about Jim Owen, the guy that wrote the book Cowboy Ethics. And the lady had heard us speak, and she came, notified us that she had something she wanted to present us with, and so we flew out to Scottsdale the other day, and she had a boot that's got to be 8 or 10 feet tall. It's got a big spur on it and everything, and it had been painted up for Cowboy Ethics in the book, The Living Cowboy Ethics. And then she had it's fiberglass longhorn steer. And she'd painted that up with the Declaration of Independence over the side and the Paragon logo on it, and really did a beautiful job. And I was just, you know, I was just blown away that the lady had gone to those kind of extremes, because she truly believed in what we stood for and was inspired by, I'm sure, hearing Mr. Owen speak.
And she's quite an artiste, too. She
quite
did,
an artist.
Yeah,
quite
she,
an artist.
She did a good job. But I have a picture of you bulldogging that steer.
That was a kind of a clowning around deal.
I was going to say, I'll bet if our listeners would like a picture of you and the steer. I thought he was a bull, but...
No, I was right there close and got to check him out pretty close. I think it is a steer.
Okay. Well, you were there, you'd know.
You bet.
And you don't preg check steers, do you?
I didn't. No, not okay. This one.
I've heard of that being done before. That's an old trick. You know, and you got a vet out there, and after he's pregged about 250 heifers, you run a steer in there on him, see if he knows the difference.
Well, I've checked some, and, you know, most of nearly all of them, the ones that I checked were open.
Were they really?
Yeah.
You see, I've got three cows now. That's all the cows I have. I have three cows and three steers. How long do you think it's going to take for my herd to increase?
Oh, not going to be any time at all. We can do those one in December.
Make the herd increase?
Yeah.
Okay. You know more about it than I do. Anyway, I was going to say for our listeners that would like a really good picture of GB, this is a good picture. I'll bet if they would email Beth, she would email those pictures.
Well, you know what, Derry? There was a good picture. I mean, a responsible kind of a picture.
No, we don't want that. We want you bulldogging the steer.
I couldn't resist that deal, and I sent it to you, and wouldn't I know that that was a mistake.
Yeah, I wanted to go out all over the world. So anybody out there that would like a picture of GB bulldogging this steer, why, just email Beth. She'll be happy to email it.
Fiberglass steer. Well, you know what? You wrestle whatever you can catch. When you get my age, there's a few things I can run down, and one of them is a fiberglass steer, and when I can get my hands on them, well, you do what you got to do.
You know, I was reading your article here. You said one thing that you would rather... You were talking about being on the internet and the computers and all, and you said, I'm going to quote you here, I would rather saddle a dangerous horse on a cold morning than to negotiate with a computer.
That's true.
See, I never had any problem saddling a dangerous horse on a cold morning. I'd saddle him for you.
You would?
Yeah, it's getting on that rascal. That's a problem.
You know, I went up and helped my son ship a bunch of steers. I think I told you this story up in Gladstone, and it was pretty cool. And I hadn't been on this horse in probably 8 months or something like that. So it's 5 hours up there, and so I saddled him and pulled him up there saddle because I thought, you know, that'll take the edge off of him. And he embarrassed me to no end. That morning we got out there and we were saddling our horses, and of course I saddled mine, and there's about six guys saddling their horses in this crail. And I pulled the cinch on mine, and he blew up right there in the crail and went to bucking and bawling and dragging me all over the crail. You know, and when that happens, they all look at you, and they're all very nice, but you could read their minds. And what they were thinking was, who invited this guy?
Didn't they have a gentle horse for you? Hey, I hear music. We're going to have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your call's welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line.
Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned G.B. Oliver. And G.B. Oliver is the executive director of ParagonFoundation.org. And you can reach his office by dialing 1-877-847-3443. And we're getting all kinds of noise here, Jeff. And G.B., as I said, I brought you back by popular demand. We're going to... I just heard our announcer a while ago say, this is the Derry Brownfield Show. We're going to have to make it to G.B. Oliver Show. You're more popular than I am here.
Oh, I know better than that.
No, you are.
I have the privilege of traveling across the country and speaking to people. And the first thing I've learned to do is get up and say that I know Derry Brownfield and I have immediate credibility.
Yeah, I'll bet. Everybody wants to buy you a drink, don't they? Hey, now, here's an email. They do not use your name in vain. It's good. But I like the way this guy writes. He doesn't waste any words. Animal control came by today, period. Someone complained about our dozen chickens, period. She dressed like a deputy, but no gun, period. Told me it is illegal to let chickens run in the city, period. Told her we are not in the city, period. She persisted, reading a state law that requested my information as she pulled out a notebook, period. I told her she would get no information from me, period. Went back into house as she used her radio, period. Said she was calling the sheriff, period. Which did not come, period. She left, period. I used GB's advice on her, period.
Oh, man. You know what? Now, that's your tax dollars at work, isn't it?
Chickens. And then he goes...
Chickens running up down the street, and we've got to send out a deputy of the law to get that under control.
My neighbor and I both live about a half... Now, let me start over. My neighbor and I both have about 1.5 acres, a mile out of city limits. So he's not even in the city limits. But at least they get their information from you, GB.
Well, I'm proud. That's the first time we've ever intervened in a chicken case.
You know, we had a chicken case, and I can't remember where it was. It was a real... Can you remember the chicken case?
Josephine County, Oregon.
How do you remember all of that stuff?
You asked me to remember.
Yeah, that's... You're good at it. Can you remember how the story went?
Well, there was like a homeless chicken that was wandering around, and some guy took it in, and then everybody got upset because this guy nabbed the chicken, and they wanted the chicken brought back, and the cops got all involved. It was a pretty hairy deal, and that's really the long and short of it. This homeless chicken no one wanted suddenly caused a great stir when somebody grabbed it.
Right, that chicken was walking around in a parking lot all of the time.
I think he was kind of like a homeless chicken mascot. Everybody fed the chicken and all that.
Right, and this guy thought he was doing the chicken a favor, so he took it home, and then the cops got him for it. Anyway, let's take another break. We'll get serious here in just a minute.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned, visiting with G.B. Oliver, G.B. Oliver III, ParagonFoundation.org, 1-877-847-3443 reaches the Paragon office there in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Anyway, G.B., Wednesday, when you were on the show with me, we were talking about this TB test in Michigan. This Greg Neuendorf's cattle were tested. He only has like 20 head of cattle. And the government came in and they harassed him. The sheriff was on his side, but the sheriff did go ahead and serve the warrant. We discussed this in detail Wednesday. But he's going to be on the program on Wednesday of this month, of this week.
Okay.
But anyway, I visited with him for quite a while on the telephone one day last week. First time I had really talked to him in person. And do you remember what I told you, what I said I would do?
Yep.
if they were my cattle?
You bet. You just shoot one, the first one down the chute.
The first one down the chute, well, the first time they put a tag in the ear, that I'd have dropped it right in the chute.
I love that idea.
Well, Neuendorf said, oh, I wish I'd have talked to you last week before I... He said, I would love to have done that. He said, that's what we should have done. That, you know, shot the first cow, see how many more they would tag. I have a good friend that's wife. Well, she's a good friend, too. But Joe and I are the best of friends, and I ran cows down on their land many years ago when the kids were little and could do the work. And anyway, she had a bunch of dogs, and they had a real nice kennel. They had schnauzers and, I don't know, two or three different breeds, and they'd sell puppies. And it was nice. It was the dogs could run outside on a wire deal, and it was great. Well, one of the state inspectors came one day and found some dog pucky in a bowl. And Ann was getting kind of tired of taking care of these dogs anyway. And they were going to write her up and fine her. And she said, well, that's the dog's fault. She said, it shouldn't have done that. She says, he'll never do it again. And she just took a rifle and shot him right in front of that guy.
Adds a whole new dimension, doesn't it?
That adds a whole new dimension. And if Neuendorf would have just shot that first cow, and you know, if you've I'm sure you've shot cows and maybe horses, whatever, up close like that, right in the brain, they just drop like you drop a brick.
You bet.
And first of all, how would they get it? I don't know what kind of a shoot they'd had, but it'd be a heck of a job just to move it, you know?
Well, they were all afoot.
Yeah, they were afoot. They didn't, yeah.
And I'm sure he wasn't going to loan them a tractor or a truck.
Anyway, see, people think we're weird, and that's not the case. We think everybody else is weird because we grew up at a time when we didn't have all of these exotic people coming out here telling us how to live.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, look now, you've seen the hate crime legislation that's now attached to the new defense spending bill and those kind of things.
Now, Bush, in all due respect to Bush, he says he's going to veto that.
It's what he says, but that's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. They're telling you now what to think and how you can think. That's absurd.
If you think that's incredible, have you seen what the Supreme Court is arguing as we speak? They started last week. This Joe, and you're good on these Spanish names. Medellin. How do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Medellin.
So that's his name. His name is Old Jose. We'll call him Jose from now on. This guy was an illegal in this country, and back in 19. I don't have all the figures here with me. I talked about this one day last week. But back in 1990-something, him and three other guys took two teenage girls and raped them and killed them by choking them to death with their own shoestrings. Mm. Now, he's in Texas. He's on death row in Texas. But because he's on death row in Texas isn't the problem. You see, what happened was we have signed a treaty called I'm trying to do this without notes, and I'm not very good at it because I'm not that familiar. It's the International Court of Justice, but that's not what the treaty is called. But nevertheless, the International Court of Justice is stepping in here now, and it is because he did not contact a Mexican. He's a Mexican. He's illegal here. And he did not contact a Mexican consulate for advice. And he's pleaded guilty. He's been on death row now for many, many years. But because the International Court of Justice says that he did not get his rights because he didn't talk to a consulate from Mexico. So this goes to the Texas courts, and they said, hey, no way. He says there's 50 other Mexican killers on death row. If we turn him over, all 50 of them would get out. So anyway, Bush now is intervening in this thing, and he is representing this guy at the Supreme Court.
You mean the administration?
The administration. We'll be back. I'll find my notes here in a minute. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
But now, most of my listeners know G.B. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfection, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices inched below $750 an ounce Friday on a higher dollar and $83 oil prices, ending the week up 1%. Gold closed in New York off $3.20 to $748.10 an ounce. Silver fell a dime to $13.77. Investment bank Morgan Stanley said Friday it's introducing its 2008 price forecast at $800 an ounce and is expected the metal to benefit from strong global growth and spreading inflation problems. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says a bank is a place where they lend you an umbrella in fair weather and ask for it back when it begins to rain, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned talking to a banker. Did you hear that? That's about right, isn't it, Jimmy?
That's closer than I'm comfortable with.
Now, let's go back to this this Supreme Court thing.
All right.
Now, I'm getting the information here now from Phyllis Schlafly, and if Phyllis says it, I believe it, okay? In 1963, we signed this treaty known as the Vienna Convention, which both the United States and Mexico have signed and ratified. It provides that aliens who are accused of crimes in a foreign country are entitled to request the assistance of consular officials of their home country. Well, this Jose guy never requested such assistance until long after he was tried, convicted, and sentenced, and after all, his appeals were denied. Then he did receive the assistance of competent American legal defense lawyers throughout the process. There is no reason to link that the presence of a Mexican counselor could have made any difference in the outcome. The Bush administration has knuckled under to the world court and tried to order the Texas courts to give him another hearing. The Texas courts properly refused to honor the unconstitutional interference, and the Texas decision was upheld by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, but now it has gone to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I like what Chuck Baldwin writes this morning. He said, it seems as if George Bush will stop at no lengths to appease Mexico and place the United States under international authority. His latest fiasco, however, twists logic, mocks justice, and defies decency. So there you have it.
That's putting it on the head. But you know what? Regardless of what kind of treaty is signed, if it in any way violates the Constitution of the United States, it's null and void. It has no standing.
It used to have no standing.
Well, we're going to find out right now. But by all legal rights, it has absolutely no standing. And it shouldn't take the Supreme Court very long to make that ruling. Although, if you go back and remember Sandra Day O'Connor, when she was one of the justices on the Supreme Court, in a speech in Texas, said that she didn't know much about international law, but it was obvious that they were going to have to become more aware of international law and incorporating it into the rulings of the United States Supreme Court.
Well, they even traveled over to The Hague or wherever this international court is. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court went over there to learn what they were supposed to do. Like, you know, I agree with Chuck Baldwin. You know, it's fiasco, it twists logic, it mocks justice, and it defies decency.
Absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing to me about all of this is our administration has continued to deny about the fact that they were putting in a super corridor and all of the things that went with that. We continue to deny it, and yet Vicente Fox goes on the Larry King show and freely admits it.
Yeah.
You know, and why isn't Bush being questioned about those kinds?
Well, he is, and I saw something on WorldNet Daily just this morning. WorldNet Daily had a reporter at the White House and asked a spokesperson, and she says, well, she knows nothing about anything like that. Okay.
Well, that's pretty special.
Let's go to Jerry in, huh? Jerry's gone? Okay, we won't go to Jerry. I'm going to ask you a question as a banker here.
Uh-oh.
I get all these credit card things. Mm-hmm. I get one at least once a week. I bet I get one. 0% introductory APR for up to 12 months, for up to 12 months. Doesn't say it's going to be 12 months, does it? Continue to save at an 8.99, that's 9% as far as I'm concerned, fixed interest rate, no annual fee, employee cards at no cost. And then, here's what I don't understand. Get back more money for your qualifying business purchases wherever you spend. Restaurants and taverns, you get fully 3% back. Office supply store, 3%. Gas stations, 3%. Home improvement and hardware stores, 3%. Building supply stores, 3%. How can these companies pay 3% of their total sales to a credit card company? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I have no idea how that's done. But I'll guarantee you, I'm guaranteeing you that nobody's getting hurt in there but the consumer.
Well,
I don't know the mechanisms that they use.
I don't have any idea. But I was thinking if I was running a business, I wouldn't take a credit card and pay 3% of what I sold back to the company, you know, back to the individual.
Well, what is a business paying now? Anywhere from 5 to 7% on a credit card, aren't they? Every time they use that credit card, it's 5 to 7%.
Well, they say here it's 8.99.
Well, it may be, but I can tell you back in the days when I was in the banking business that your very, very best customer, when you issued them a machine and they took credit cards in there, that they were paying you somewhere around 3.5 to 4% of every transaction And so I'm sure all of that's tied together in some fashion.
Okay. Let's change the subject here. Let's go to Tony in Tennessee. Hi, Tony. You're on the air.
Good day there, Jerry. Jerry, listen, I just wanted to mention to you there, don't have anything to back up on, but we had a tractor-trailer accident that killed somebody here in Tennessee over the weekend. And then they, of course, said the name and information on the tractor-trailer driver wasn't available. And then they had that big wreck out in California, you know, where they had those people, what was it, five or six tractor-trailers wrecked.
In that tunnel or someplace, wasn't it?
And I just wonder again, they don't have any information on that yet. And, you know, well, the news media, the way it is right now, whatever Bush wants to do, they're going to cover him. And that just, you know, that's pretty well it. But I want to ask you just one question right quick. Can you name me something, period, that Bush or Cheney has done good for this country since they've been in office?
You're putting us on the spot. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Al Gore?
I tell you what, yes, sir, I would. I would rather have anyone except Bush and Cheney. And if people would get on the bandwagon like they did about this immigration bill, you know, they had. Now, we can't take another year, a year and a half of Bush and Cheney. They're destroying this country every way it's possible. We've got to impeach them, and both of them, and get them out of here with another year. Just think how much more damage they're going to do in the next, 12 months.
For whatever it's worth, and hey, I appreciate your call, whatever it's worth, a federal judge, and this is kind of getting down your neck of the woods, DB, a federal judge has temporarily delayed construction of a mile-and-a-half section of a Mexico-U.S. border fence. It's a wildlife conservation area on the Arizona-Mexico border. Have you seen this?
Yes, sir.
The Defenders of Wildlife and the Sierra Club has say that the government failed to conduct a thorough study of the fence's effectiveness on the environment.
Well, I've got to go back to one other thing, and we've talked about it on your show again and again. The Endangered Species, the Federal Endangered Species Act, if somebody will go back and read that, it only applies to the territories of the United States and the high seas. So as far as somebody building this fence across a state border, and I'm sure they're not building it on the Mexican side, they're building it on this side, federal government has no jurisdiction whatsoever in that situation. None at all. But, of course, they're putting up the money in it, and so the states have knelt down in order to get the money to do various things. And so through grants, they've taken control of that thing. But in all actuality, If the state of Arizona, the state of California, the state of New Mexico would stand up and say, you know what, we're going to challenge that because we really don't believe that the Endangered Species Act, the Federal Endangered Species Act, has any real jurisdiction here, you'll see them melt into the background.
First place, Federal Endangered Species Act has run its course. It expired years ago.
Exactly. But see, the problem is, Derry, is that you got to look at when Congress in Washington passes a law, who does that law apply to? We all believe it applies to all of us, and that's baloney. And you go back to what Dan Martinez has been able to do in his cases down here. When you question that authority and you question that jurisdiction, ask them clearly in a registered letter, where do you have jurisdiction over me? And the federal government has jurisdiction over the territories of the United States. You and I live in sovereign states, and therefore it has no real jurisdiction.
All right, now we're going to see what happens here with Oklahoma, because Oklahoma has just passed a bill that will make the Oklahoma police follow the federal immigration laws. And it's pretty interesting. I'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, back to Oklahoma. GB, and if every state would do this, if every state would just do this, Oklahoma's governor, Brad Henry, signed immigration reform bill that was passed by overwhelming majorities in both the House and the Senate of the Oklahoma State Legislature. It terminates public assistance benefits to illegals. It empowers state and local police to enforce federal immigration laws. And it punishes employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens. Illegal aliens will not come here if there are no jobs waiting for them. They will not stay here if there is no government subsidy. And they certainly won't stay here if they know that if they ever encounter our state and local law enforcement officers, they will be physically detained until they are deported.
And that's what every state's got to do, Derek.
Isn't that the truth?
It is up to the state because they have absolute jurisdiction within their borders. Absolute jurisdiction. Now, what you're going to see is you'll probably see the federal government come in with massive grants to the law enforcement, state law enforcement agencies within in the borders of Oklahoma, and they'll try to buy their way back out. But that's their only way that they can get around this.
Yeah, the governor says, "I would remind people that states are separate sovereigns in our federal system. Anyone who doesn't understand that needs to go back and take an American federal government class in college." Well, I doubt if the college professors would ever teach it, do you?
But I'll tell you what he's saying right there is absolute truth.
He says, as long as the federal government refuses to do its job of protecting the international borders of the United States, states like Oklahoma must take action to deal with the problem that is costing taxpayers in the state $200 billion a year in public benefits, law enforcement costs, and other resources. And it goes on, it breaks down how much money Oklahoma is spending. So, but you watch. Some federal judge is going to call that unconstitutional. You just watch and see.
But tell me this. What authority does some federal judge have? If the state of Oklahoma questions that jurisdiction and that authority when somebody tries to carry that in there instead of blindly walking into that federal court, they've got it sewed up. There isn't a question about this.
All right. Now, how would you advise them, not being an attorney, but having been through this same thing many times with Paragon, what should they do when a federal judge, well, first of all, what is a federal judge going to do?
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to have a group like the ACLU or somebody like that will go out there and file suit against the state of Oklahoma. And they'll want to hear it in some federal district court somewhere. Now, actually, when you sue, the state of Oklahoma can move it, I believe, directly into the Supreme Court. But they're going to file suit in some federal district court, in some district of federal district court. And when they do that, the state of Oklahoma simply has to question jurisdiction and question the standing. And they go in and say, you know, we're a sovereign entity here. The court needs to show us where they have any authority or any jurisdiction over us before we're required to appear in that court, period. And that puts an end to it. We've seen it again and again and again out here in the cases that we're involved in.
But you also saw it in California. You know, they passed similar laws, and then they said, oh, you can't do that. And then California, they're not doing it. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bread cow, cow, calf, pair, bread, heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's October the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Weeks Farm is selling all their cattle. A complete dispersal, 155 head, including 60 4-to-6-year-old spring calvers, 30 2-to-3-year-old spring calvers. They'll be black and black baldies, and there'll be a few Charley crosses. Now, several have calves by their side, but most of this year's calves has already been sold. The 5 black herd bulls will sell also. Other consignments include David Pfeiffer's 50 black and black baldy 3-to-6-year-old fall calvers. Knapp Farm is selling over 50 head of spring calvers. Garin's Cattle Company will be in with 40 black and black baldy spring calvers. And McKellen Farms is selling 25 head of crossbred cows. Practically all these offerings are bred to Angus bulls, and that's for the special cow sale coming up this coming Saturday, October the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Hi, Jeff Thomas here, producer for the Derry Brownfield Show. Before I came to work for Derry, I lived and worked in Trenton, Missouri, home of the only Missouri Day Festival in the state. And you're invited to the 23rd annual Missouri Day Festival this October 20th and 21st. My favorite part of the Missouri Day Festival is the marching bands. Where else can you go and see a parade and over 30 high school marching bands in one place? Not only that, but there's over 200 craft and food vendors, a car show, a flea market, a baby show, historical tours, dances for young and old, great food, great fun, and admission is free. Trenton, Missouri is located on Highways 6 and 65, about 90 miles northeast of Kansas City, 100 miles south of Des Moines. The parade starts at 8:30 Saturday morning, October 20th. The festival's on the North Central Missouri Fairgrounds. For more information, go to TrentonMoChamber.com or call 660-359-4324.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Shane in South Dakota. Hi, Shane.
Hey, Derry. How you doing?
Great and wonderful.
GB, how are you?
Hey, I know this guy. I'm doing well, Shane.
Well, I just wanted to let people know that you were going to be up here in our neck of the woods on the 29th of October.
That's right. That's right. I just operate 2 days in advance, so Shane, I hadn't gotten to that yet.
Yeah, I know how you operate.
You see, it's good to know, though. I've turned this over to a great guy, but I used to go to South Dakota. I went up there and spoke. And then I kind of introduced these guys to GB, and I haven't been back. GB just keeps getting invited.
Well, you know, if you're a little easier to get along with, maybe...
it's all economics, isn't it, Shane?
Oh, that's right.
See, GB, he just works cheap. That's his problem.
I'm getting everything I got coming.
if he would let Beth be his manager, he'd be getting rich on these trips.
Well, one of these days we're going to invite you back, Derek.
Okay, I won't be so hard to get along with.
But, no, GB is going to be here in Bison, South Dakota on the 29th of October. And we're going to have a little mini seminar on county governances in the afternoon from 1 to 4 o'clock. And then he's going to be the guest speaker at our banquet in the evening at 6:30 here in Bison, South Dakota.
Well, take good care of him.
Well, you know, his flight schedule, I found out he's running on a tight schedule. I had a lot of things for him to do when he come up here.
And he's good at it. I had him building fence, and that's why he doesn't come back as often.
Well, you know, I just bought 4 miles of fencing supplies here the other day. I figured I'd get a little help, but it don't look like it now.
Well,
you know what, Shane? I'm probably more capable of doing that than speaking.
I taught him how to use my Texas fence fixer.
He did. But I don't have any faith in the thing, Shane, because right after that we had to go out there and try to find 5 head that had gotten out on him.
Anyhow, we're looking forward to having GB out in out there in the South Dakota area October the 29th. Hey, thanks for the call, Shane. Very quickly here, we're going to run out of time. We never have enough time with GB on the air. But anyway, according to the American Land Rights Association, there's a new anti-cabin rule now by the Bureau of Reclamation. Are you familiar with this, GB?
I am.
What do you know about it?
Well, I just know that they're exceeding their authority when they come in there and pass those rules. But if you don't know that, then you're going to comply with it.
Okay, all right, here these people are. They're going to make the lakes eco-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lake, to be eco-friendly, must not have people around it. It's they're going to do away with exclusive use or traditional use. What it amounts to is anybody that has a cabin up there, they have a private permit, and they're going to not renew those permits. Now, you see here again, when they signed and got that permit, that turned their deal over to the government, did it not?
These all federal courts are courts of equity. In other words, those courts can only handle conflicts within contractual agreements. So you go get a permit to do that, now you've entered into that. The question is, when they reject your permit, they then have eliminated any authority they had over you. And you know what it gets down to is, are those county commissioners within that county going to stand there with their hands in their pocket, or are they going to do what our county commissioners did down here when they said they were going to close, the United States Forest Service said they were going to close all these roads and trails, and they said, no, I don't think so, not in our county. We have the authority over that, and you're not going to close any of them unless we say it's okay. That county commission can put a stop to that whole deal.
But it doesn't look like they're going to, and we are out of time. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails. Happy trails.
with